AAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the annual Tournament of Champions concluded yesterday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, the 55th annual tournament that brings some of the top golfers around the state of Iowa in the amateur ranks together, saw a local win the championship, Brad Hartkopf, who said on Thursday night during our preview show of the Tournament of Champions that nothing less than a championship would be acceptable, followed through as he picked up a five-stroke victory in the tournament, Hartkopf shooting a final round 69 to finish with a 206 total. That's a one-under par total, and that gave him the victory as he came up with a five-stroke victory over Andrew Martin of Nishna Hills Golf Club. Andrew played to 71 on Sunday, finishing at 211. That's plus four. And he was five strokes back in second place. Ron Peterson, a five-time past champion at the Tournament of Champions, placed third as he played 70 on the final round to finish at 213 plus six. Chris Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and Matt Warish, an Atlantic native playing out of the Des Moines Golf and Country Club, finished tied for fourth place. They each shot 215s on the weekend. Nelson finishing with a 68, a 1-under total yesterday. Warish ballooning to a 76 yesterday as they each finished at 8 over par for the tournament in the championship division. Also yesterday, it was in the senior division, Dell Miller, who's been playing at the Tournament of Champions for about 40 years, finally won a title yesterday. He won the senior championship. Miller opened up with a 69, an even par total, to give himself a bit of a cushion on day one. That narrowed during the weekend, but he ended up with a two-stroke victory after shooting 73 in yesterday's final round as he placed first with an 8-over par 215. Rick Thompson of the Fairfield Golf and Country Club placed second. He shot a 71 Sunday to finish two strokes back at plus 10. Darren Baker of Eagle Grove Golf Club and Daryl Armstrong of Crestwood Hills Golf Club in Oneida each finished tied for third at 12 over par. Armstrong shooting 69 yesterday. That was the best round in the senior division yesterday. Also, Jim Wood of the Red Oak Country Club and Kim Peters of Crestwood Hills finished tied for fifth place at 13 over par. They were five strokes back. And for the first time, they had a super senior division at the tournament. And in the super senior division, it was Dick Seibert, a two-time past champion at the TFC. Representing Nishna Hills Golf Course, he went out, shot 73 on the final round. A pretty steady weekend of golf as he finishes 219 plus 12, giving him an 18-stroke victory over Frank Gunsully of the Mount Air Golf and Country Club, who finished at plus 30 after an 80 on Sunday. Richard Mitchell of Nishna Hills finished third, shooting 31 over par total on the weekend. Also in golf, Jason Duffner tied a major tournament record on Friday by firing a 63 in the second round of the PGA Championship, and he didn't let the round go to waste. Duffner has his first major title after holding off Jim Furyk for a two-shot victory at Oak Hill yesterday. Duffner made things interesting by bogeying the last two holes, but he still closed with a 2-under 68 that left him 10-under in the final major of the season. Duffner took some of the sting out of his loss in the 2011 PGA Championship when he was beaten by Keegan Bradley in a playoff after he was leading by four strokes with four holes remaining in regulation. It was another close call for Furyk, who had the lead heading into the final round just a year after he gave up the lead in the final holes of a U.S. Open. Furyk fired a 1-over par 71 that left him at minus 8. Sweden's Henrik Stenson was three shots back and one ahead of countryman Jonas Blixt. Scott Piercy had the day's best round, carding a 65 as he finished tied for fifth place with Adam Scott. They were at 5 under par. In baseball on Sunday, Pete Cosma singled home the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals ended a four-game losing streak, beating the Chicago Cubs 8-4 to avoid a sweep. Matt Carpenter and Alan Craig each had three hits and drove in a run. John Jay and David Fries both drove in two runs, though they had only one hit between them. The Cards dropped 5 out of 6 to begin a 10-game homestand. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati over San Diego 3-2 in 13 innings. Atlanta beat Miami 9-4. The Mets over Arizona 9-5. Colorado got by Pittsburgh 3-2, and Washington shut down Philadelphia 6-0. In the American League, James Shields earns his first home win in more than 3 months. Alex Gordon homered, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3 on Sunday. The Royals improved to 18-5 since the All-Star break, winning 7 consecutive series. Shields, who had not won at Kauffman Stadium since an April 30th victory over Tampa Bay, limited the Red Sox to 3 runs and 7 hits over 7 innings. He struck out 5 and walked 3. Gordon hit a 2-2 pitch from John Lackey out to right in the third for his third homer in 5 games. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Yankees over Detroit 5-4. Cleveland beat the LA Angels 6-5. Oakland over Toronto 6-4. Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 5-2. And it was Texas over Houston 6-1. In interleague play, Baltimore beat San Francisco 10-2. Seattle topping Milwaukee 2-0. Dodgers beat Tampa Bay 8-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, Fresno topped the Iowa Cubs 4-1, while Sacramento beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-3. The Kansas City Royals have added some infield depth as they made a trade with the Minnesota Twins, picking up Jamie Carroll. The Twins will get either a player to be named or cash. That deal was announced after both teams played yesterday. The Royals beat Boston 4-3 and are in playoff contention. The 39-year-old Carroll singled and scored for the Twins in their 5-2 win over the Chicago White Sox. He's hitting .230 with 9 RBIs. The KC Royals have placed Miguel Tejada on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right calf. Tejada was injured while diving for a ball in the seventh inning on Saturday. The 39-year-old was hitting .288 in 53 games and had won the starting second base job. The Royals also reactivated All-Star catcher Salvador Perez from the concussion list after he missed 7 games. Perez was in the lineup Sunday against the Red Sox. The Royals recalled infielder Irving Falu, who hit .341 in 24 games last season from AAA Omaha, and they optioned left-handed pitcher Donnie Joseph, who threw 2 scoreless innings on Saturday, to their Pacific Coast League affiliate. The Royals designated for assignment catcher Brett Hayes, and they activated right-handed pitcher Wade Davis from the family emergency leave list. Well, Iowa State had the luxury of leaning on one of the nation's best linebacker duos of Jake Knott and A.J. Klein for the past 3 years. Both are now in the NFL, and now the Cyclones fill their void. Could be crucial to their success in 2013. Iowa State has to replace a pair of first-team All-Big 12 performers from the same position group. The Knott and Klein were the centerpieces of coordinator Wally Burnham's defense, and both were capable of game-changing plays. The Cyclones instead will have to rely on senior captain Jeremiah George, who was selected to the Butkus Award watch list, along with junior Javon Miller. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs returned to practice on Sunday without right tackle Eric Fisher, the number one overall pick, who hurt his right shoulder in their preseason opener. Fisher also hurt his left thumb in Friday night's game in New Orleans, briefly leaving the sideline to get it taped up. But Coach Andy Reid said after the team returned to training camp that Fisher missed practice because of a separated shoulder injury. Reid said it was a muscle injury, and he didn't expect Fisher to be out very long. The Chiefs' offense struggled throughout the workout at Missouri Western as they got ready to play their first home preseason game Friday night against San Francisco. On several occasions, the group didn't even get a playoff before a whistle was blown. In racing news, Kyle Busch prevailed in a late race battle with Brad Keselowski as he won the Sprint Cup race at Watkins Glen yesterday. Busch held off Keselowski on a 2-lap dash to the finish in the caution-filled race. Keselowski finished second in this race, a third time in a row. Busch took the lead just past the halfway point of the 90-lap race, and he held on through a series of cautions over the final 29 laps for the victory. Also over the weekend, Donnie Schatz charged from the back of the field Saturday night to win the Knoxville National Sprint Car Race for the 7th time in 8 years. Schatz earned $150,000 for winning the world's premier sprint car event. He started 21st. That was the furthest back of any winner at the Nationals. Brian Brown was second, followed by Justin Henderson, Paul McMahon, and Chad Kamana. The race came less than a week after NASCAR star Tony Stewart, Schatz's team owner, broke his legs racing sprint cars in nearby Oskaloosa. Fellow NASCAR driver Kyle Larson finished in 6th place. Speaking of, 3-time Sprint Cup champ Tony Stewart has been released from the hospital and he's resting at home. His team, Stewart Haas Racing, tweeted the news on Sunday night, saying Tony Stewart is out of the hospital and resting as comfortably as he can at home. Thanks for the thoughts and prayers. And the tweet closed with a "Smoke Will Rise" hashtag. Stewart broke his right leg in 2 places last Monday night in a sprint car race in Iowa, and he's out indefinitely after 2 surgeries to repair the damage. A 5-time winner at Watkins Glen International, Stewart missed the race on Sunday, snapping his streak of 521 consecutive Cup starts, and it dropped him 6 spots to 17th in the Sprint Cup standings. Max Pappas drove Stewart's number 14 Chevrolet and finished in 15th place. Several drivers had stickers on their cars honoring Stewart with the message, "Get well, Smoke 14. The team is expected to name a replacement driver for Stewart as early as today. And as part of the Atlantic Fest festivities on Saturday was the annual Atlantic Fest road race. A total of 233 runners participated, 117 in the 2-mile run, 66 in the 5-mile run, and another 50 partook in the 2-mile walk on Saturday. On the 5-mile race in the men's side, the overall winner was Mark Beerbohm of Omaha, running a time of 29 minutes, 35 seconds. The women's overall winner was Allison Young of Elliott. She clocked in at 36 minutes, 5 seconds. The 2-mile race overall men's winner was Aaron Roberts of Audubon, running a time of 10 minutes, 21 seconds. On the girls' side, the women's side, the overall winner was Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She set a new Atlantic Fest course record, finishing in 10 minutes, 37 seconds. The 2-mile walk winner was Tyrell Williams, and the 2-mile walk winner was Jane Shelley of Griswold. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.